with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast.
Hey, 718. It's going to be foggy, at least to start out. It looks like it's starting to kind of clear up a little bit. But a mix of sun and clouds today, high of 48. Then cloudy tonight with a chance of rain with lows dipping down to around 40. And Megan, you're at home right now, so you don't even know if your windows on your car are frosted up.
I haven't looked.
You haven't even
looked?
I'm
not going to look for a little bit.
Mine was frosted to the point of I was like contemplating, do I scrape it? Or do I just sit in the car for another couple minutes and then hope that it defrosts?
Hope that it melts. Well, you know, I have like a remote start. I might just remote start my car without even looking at it.
Oh.
And just let it go for like half an hour.
Look at you. Fancy.
By the time I get in it, I could be like, I don't even have to know if it was cold or not.
Nice. Well, it's about 33 right now.
Scrolling through the news feed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So check this out. You know, scientists have uncovered something pretty cool in Siberia. They found a perfectly preserved corpse of a 50,000-year-old lion from the Ice Age. Now, the animal weighs about 9 pounds and is a foot and a half long. Oh, it's a little baby lion.
Oh, little guy.
Aww. Well, this is where this story turns to a not-so-cool thing. Looks like these scientists want to bring it back to life by extracting its DNA, much like, you know, Jurassic Park and dino
normal.
DNA.
Totally normal,
right?
This is
a horrible idea.
Well, no, it's not a dinosaur. It's just a lion.
It's
like an oldie-fashioned lion, yeah.
It's a tiny 9-pound lion, but you know that lion is going to be very, very scary.
Well, of course it is. It's an Ice Age lion.
It's a vicious Ice Age lion. Yeah. Gotta watch out for those, man. This is a horrible idea.
Now, I don't, like, remind me how they worked that in Jurassic Park. I remember them pulling the DNA out of the mosquito.
Yeah, they used frog DNA to match it up, and then they,
and that's how they made the dinosaur.
They made a dinosaur out of dino DNA.
Yeah, I don't think we want to do that yet.
It's so horrible.
The future is then, man. Anyway. Yeah. Well, speaking of future, we're going back in time now. 35-year-old guy in England has decided to live every day like it's 1946.
Okay.
Man named Ben Sansom gave up all of his gadgets, no smartphone, no Facebook, no high-def TV. Instead of living with us here in the 21st century, his house is actually decorated as it would have been in the 40s, and he dresses in that style as well.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
But it actually sounds pretty fun. He has a job with the British Airways, but when he goes to work, he's normal.
Okay.
But after hours and on weekends, he reverts back to his old-fashioned ways.
I like that, actually. Having like
an old
TV or an old radio, and then you get your hairstyle and all that stuff and the clothes. I mean, that was a great
time. Yeah, the 40s was a good decade for all those things, too.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
I bet he's got a record player, and he's got his jazz standards going on it. Mm-hmm.
He's got Cracker Jacks, right?
Sure.
I'm trying to think of everything from the 40s. Well, check this out. Speaking of smartphones, online jewelry store RockShox has created an engagement-friendly iPhone case. So this case hides an engagement ring until the proposer is ready to pop the question. The case opens like a jewelry box and then allows the ring to pop out. And the case also allows the iPhone to record the proposal as well.
You know, there are some things that just don't need an update. And I just don't think a proposal needs this kind of update.
Wouldn't it be kind of obvious when you look at that phone, there's going to be like some sort of compartment?
And like, why did your, you know, fiance or not even fiance, why did your boyfriend or girlfriend get a new iPhone case? Wouldn't you be curious and like want to play with it? And then maybe the ring pops out.
Oh, there's a ring in there.
Oops, I wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah, and then you drop it and it goes down a drain or something like that and you lose it forever.
Ruined. Everything ruined.
Yeah, not a good idea. Well, check this out.
Like,
do you have this next
one?
Go
ahead. No, I don't.
You don't see this next one?
No, I don't.
Oh, man, it didn't update. Well, you got to check this out.
Speaking of technology, you check it out for me, and I'll just listen.
All right, so check this out. A guy in Hopkintown, Massachusetts, he was recently cited for driving a homemade license plate. They fascinated a pizza box to the back bumper before drawing his license plate number on it with a green marker. And then he was charged with attaching a fake license plate and driving an unregistered vehicle. When did this guy think that this was actually going to work?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
That's trending topics for this morning. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're talking about Thanksgiving. Are you ready for it? Megan, you're at home, so obviously you're probably preparing your home for Thanksgiving, right?
At this very moment, no. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll chat about that here in just a little bit. Neon Trees on the way next. 98.